Good afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. So, what are we going to be musing about today?
Today's topic is an invitation to choose this day.
All the leaves are brown and the sky is grey.
Try now, I know that you can lend a helping hand. 'cause it's good in everyone, and a new day has begun. You can see the morning sun if you try, and I know things will be better. I know they will for Chico and the man. Well, the man, he don't trust you. He thinks you're trying to bust up all his dreams. But the man, he don't know now that you've got your own crazy plans and schemes. Well, there's good in everyone, and a new day has begun. You can see the morning sun if you try. And I know things will be better. Oh, yes, they will, for Chico and the man. Yes, they will, for Chico and the man. Even though it's funny, he don't understand, yeah. Oye, me chico, chico, vamos al vacilón. Mira, caminando por la calle de Los Ángeles, chico, te encuentras solo, como yo me encontré una vez. Oye, chico, vamos a vacilar, vamos a vacilar. Oye, que yo me voy, que yo me voy, que yo me voy,
these words by Robert Frost. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less travelled by, and that has made all the difference. This quote deals with a philosophical question, that of choice. What is the nature of your choices? Do you feel imposed upon, or do you feel as though you have a fair degree of freedom to make your own choices in daily life? However limited our choices, what matters is what we do with the choices that we have. Viktor Frankl survived the concentration camps in World War II and famously wrote that choices were few in such conditions. However, he suggested that one of the last of the human freedoms is the ability to choose one's own attitude in any given set of circumstances. In modern times, perhaps we can say that choices abound, that we are spoiled for choice, and that we are making choices every day, small and large. It may be that in doing so, we are not taking the time and thought required to make the best of the many options placed in front of us. Or it may be that we lack the courage to act on our choices and decisions. This aspect of freedom, that is, the ability to make choices that affect not only ourselves as individuals but others around us, is one of the most important aspects of our lives. Therefore, it is incumbent on us to act responsibly when it comes to making choices. In fact, it is the choices we make, even the seemingly trivial ones, that go some way to determine the quality of our lives. We could say then that we become the sum of our choices. Here are some important areas where choice can become a meaningful activity. Choose love. How you respond to those around you, including your loved ones, can have a huge impact on your well-being. As a starting point, you can choose to nurture the relationships that you care most about. You can consciously make time for the people you love. You can find new people to love. You can choose to have more love in your life. Choose health, both mental and physical. It is a known fact that exercise assists with symptoms of depression. Take time out to heal body and mind. Choose beauty. You can decide to enhance your life by paying attention to that which brings beauty and harmony into your world. This might be expressed by having beautifully scented flowers in your environment, or music, or a little poetry. Last but not least, and this is often talked about, choose to be happy. If you permit someone to make you unhappy, it is still your choice to dwell on a situation, or you can learn from it and transform it into growth and a source of renewal. So think about ways that you can choose happiness every day. Consciously make choices that will help you to fulfill your potential. And once you have made such choices, have the courage to act on them. Have you ever made a list or thought about the things that make your life good and the things that detract from it? There is a degree of honesty required in thinking about these things. However, you may well find a new direction in life and the necessary inspiration to follow through on your ideals. All choices involve responsibility. However, we have the right and the freedom to make certain choices in life. And it is imperative that we take up this challenge and make the best possible choices we are capable of, for our own good and for the benefit of others.
So you speak to me of sadness and the coming of the winter, fear that is within you now that seems to never end, and the dreams that have escaped you and the hope that you've forgotten. And you tell me that you need me now, and you want to be my friend, and you wonder where we're going, where's a rhyme and where's a reason, and it's you cannot accept,
It is here we must begin to seek the wisdom of the children and the graceful way of flowers in the wind. For the children and the flowers are my sisters and my brothers. Their laughter and their loveliness would clear a cloudy day, like the music of the mountains and the colors of the rainbow. They're a promise of the future and a blessing for today. Though the cities start to crumble and the towers fall around us, the sun is slowly fading and it's colder than the sea. It is written, from the desert to the mountains they shall lead us, by the hand and by the heart, and they will comfort you and me. In their innocence and trusting they will teach us to be free.
Place I belong. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm calling you. On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone, never knowing my in love.
Thoughts we share every week inspire you to at least entertain new ideas and to think a little deeper and broader about the things that really matter in life, mainly your own happiness.